Did he attempt to interfere with the union of you and Peg?
No, I don't think they ended up doing that. There were two people who knew both Peg and me. Peg had gone to Connecticut College for Women at that time. It was for women. And she had already participated in the electric boat strike in Connecticut. She'd gone to Connecticut College, and she had been one of the people in that college who participated in the Connecticut College activity in support of the electric boat workers strike in probably
that was the outfit that made submarines at Groton.
I think that's right. I had forgotten what they made, but I think that's right now that you mention it.
But by the time that you met and married her, she had come to Detroit. You must have.
Oh, well, she lived, her parents lived in Detroit, as I recall the matter. And Ollie Stone and Jerry Himmelhole were...
How do you spell that name, Himmelhole?
H-I-M-M-E-L-H-O-C-H.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They both attempted... they both said to me sometime around the first part of the 30s that I ought to meet Peg McConnell.
Oh.
She was a powerhouse.
This was years in advance of when you met her? Or a couple of years in advance?
Well, it was some years in advance of...
of your marriage.
Of when I married her. I married her in 39. And
did she encourage you toward the law?
No. No, I started started taking classes at Detroit College of Law. I knew I was going in the Army. This is in the 30s.
Your Army service was 42 to 44, was it not? I think I read that somewhere. Maybe I'm mixed up.
That's probably right. But my father had been very much a peace advocate until the Roosevelt era, and I think that, I don't know that he would ever have said it, but I think that Roosevelt did take us into World War II, I think, by such feeble memory as I have. I think that my father sort of influenced me to abandon my original outright pacifism and to be prepared to go into service when at least when my time came. By then, I guess we were married. Let's see, when...
If you were married in 39, the
married
military...
Married in 39.
Military service would have been, obviously, some years later, 42 or so, I would think.
Yes, I think it was in the 40s.